A lot of us can't wait to get out and mix and mingle again, though not everyone, that's for sure. Studies show more than 1 in 10 of us struggle with social anxiety. How has COVID impacted those people? And how has wearing a mask a difference to them? So there's a study out of the University of Waterloo looking into these things. And to talk about it and the findings, we are joined this morning by Dr. David Moscovich, professor of clinical psychology at the U of W, and helped put the study together. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, David. Appreciate your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so why was it important to you and your team to look at the masks and the importance they have on people, particularly with social anxiety?
Yeah, well, we've been working with people with social anxiety for many, many years, and especially during the pandemic, we noticed that there were some really interesting ways in which mask wearing seems to be affecting people with social anxiety differently.
So can you give us some sort of an example here? Because for the folks who wear the mask to run in and out of the grocery store, it might not be a big deal. But when it has an impact on somebody, give us an idea of what that might look like.
Yeah, sure. I think there were three main takeaways from our study. So first of all, social anxiety tends to be driven by this desire to behave in ways that conform to perceived social norms. And that's in order to avoid negative evaluation from other people. So when it comes to mask wearing and when social norms have begun to shift or to be unclear, uncertain, I think, first of all, it's natural that we all may find it a bit anxiety provoking to figure out how to behave appropriately when it comes to masks in certain situations. But our research suggests that this struggle will be amplified for people with higher levels of social anxiety, because shifting norms tend to heighten the fear of making a mistake and being judged negatively by other people. Mm. And second of all, even when it's clear that masks can be discarded, let's say once and for all, we're told you never need to wear another mask, the pandemic's over, people with social anxiety may feel reluctant to do that because masks have made many of them feel safer during the pandemic, not only as a way to prevent contagion, but as a way of concealing their visible signs of anxiety or what they perceive as flaws in their physical appearance, for example. And now they fear that without the masks, those flaws will be on full display again for other people to judge them. So it may be harder for them to kind of let go. And then finally, masks make it more difficult for other people to identify people's facial cues that tell us what they're thinking and how they're feeling. Are they being friendly or critical or something else? And people with social anxiety may find it especially difficult to interpret how other people are feeling or thinking if they're wearing masks, as we know that socially anxious people have a hard time interpreting ambiguous social cues and are likely to fill in the ambiguity with negative interpretations.
Now, your paper also suggesting people who don't generally or didn't struggle with social anxiety may now start as we come out of this pandemic, may have developed it through the pandemic. Why is that? What did you find in that sense?
Well, I think, you know, for the past year and a half, we've been in this weird period of forced avoidance and distancing and isolation from other people, and that includes mask wearing. And that period of forced avoidance from normal kind of social pressures may have felt comforting for people. And even if you didn't struggle with social anxiety before the pandemic, we know that avoidance tends to be the best friend of anxiety, so to speak. The two things, avoidance and anxiety, tend to go hand in hand. And the relationship is bidirectional. It goes both ways. So if you're avoiding a lot, your anxiety about those things that you're avoiding is going to go up. So coming out of this period of forced avoidance and adjusting to the new normal, let's say, may feel pretty anxiety provoking for all of us, and not just for people who struggled with social anxiety.
Very interesting study. We appreciate your time, doctor.
Could I just give one piece of advice?
Sure, yeah.
I'll give one piece of advice to everyone. My advice is to expect that it will be hard, but to push yourself to start confronting social situations as much as possible without avoidance, as long as it's safe. You know, of course, safety is first. Assuming that it's safe, try to catch those times when you're choosing to avoid, even when you aren't forced to, and try to push yourself, even gradually at first, to enter those situations and confront your anxiety by making eye contact with people, by being friendly, And I think we'll start to discover that most other people will want to return your eye contact and your smile and will want to reconnect after this really difficult time.
Some great piece of advice for those with trepidation. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
You too. That is Dr. David Moskovich, professor of clinical psychology at the University of Waterloo.